ever been falsely accused? Have you ever been wrongly accused? Has there been any time in your life where, you know, people were pointing fingers at you, or a person was pointing fingers at you and saying you did something that you know you did not do? How was that experience like? Now, if you are very news savvy, you will be very familiar with the story of a young man, a Black American actor, Noel Clark, who was accused of, you know, sex offenses, not by one woman, but over 20 women came out then to say, oh, he had sexually abused them at one point or the other. I was reading his story again today just to, you know, follow that story through. And he came out to say at some point he actually contemplated killing himself because these number of women had come out to accuse him of one of sex offense or the other. Beyond that allegation, beyond him, when I read the story, it kind of struck a chord in my head. I was thinking to myself, how do people actually handle false accusations? I know that it might carry different gravity, as it were. You know, for example, your sister could accuse you of stealing her pencil or her shirt, for example, and complain to your parents. That's a very mild accusation, and it could be as grave as your colleagues accusing you of stealing a billionaire from your office coffers. You know, your account coffers, for example, and that could actually land you jail time. I'll tell you a quick story of a friend of mine. The friend to an in-law of mine, rather. So my in-law was, you know, narrating the story to us, who was in the banking industry at the time as well. And she had this colleague who was wrongly accused of stealing a couple millions of naira from the certain bank in question. Now, of course, the first thing you would expect is he would lose his job. So he got fired and then he got arrested. He kept insisting that, look, I did not take this money. There is false play, you know, somewhere along the entire, you know, case, but he did not take the money. The thing is, the money was in his account, in his own account, but he says he did not steal the money. It's a sad thing to say that he actually killed himself. So he committed suicide, and it was after he killed himself, upon completion of the interrogation by the bank, that they eventually found out who the real culprit was, who was trying to rope him in. And so that person was eventually arrested, but the guy had already died. So his colleague, who was jealous or who was hateful or who was whatever, had decided to frame him, and then he was accused of stealing. I don't know if I've ever been... Of course, we can't say we all have had that experience, but I'm sure that you might know someone who has been falsely accused, who has been wrongly accused of one crime, of doing something or the other. We all have. I have as well. What is the best way to handle false accusation? Be it at work, be it at home, in your business place, in your religious gatherings, when you find that you're being wrongly accused or a person is being wrongly accused, what is the best way to handle such a situation? What do you do when you find yourself in that compromising position? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0003 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. That is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Remember, you need to turn on the volume on your radio when you call. And please be polite to our call screener. They're there to help you so that, you know, I can have conversations with you on a more personal basis. So do well to indulge them with your name and where you're calling from when you call. I've got Kristen on the line. Kristen will be my first caller. Good afternoon, Kristen. You're welcome. Hello, Kristen.
Yes.
You're
good
welcome.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm quite interested in the conversation. There is a provision of the law called Section 125, which is basically where persons have been accused wrongly. And that section of the law, section 125 of our criminal code, provides that if you have been accused wrongly, it's a criminal act. You get police to arrest, and of course, if you do win by the arguments and evidence you will present, the person goes to prison for a number of years. Now, if you have been charged to court because of that wrong accusation, it comes under section, the same section 125, but A, subsection A, where if either you have been accused wrongly without being charged to court, or you have been accused wrongly and arrested by the police. Whatever the law has provided as the punishment for the offense for which you are accused of committing wrongly, the person who you are now arresting under these laws will face that same penalty. I'm sure those of us who are lawyers, like I am, would about them, and those who know it. Not every lawyer knows every law.
Interesting.
Our Lord Denning of England says, God forbid, he knows every law.
All right, Kristen.
Not all the judges, not all the magistrates know all the laws. So some persons may just refer to these sections I've put there.
All right, Kristen. Thank you very much for that. Sadly, John was calling from Woji and lost his call. Please do all to call back, John. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. Those are the numbers you can call. On WhatsApp, it's 0809 030 6416. What is the best way to handle false accusation? Have you ever been in that position? I would like to hear a story. I'm actually thinking right now if I've ever been in such a serious, you know, position of being wrongly accused. I'd have to think hard. I can't remember any right now. But let's speak to Desmond. Desmond is calling from Woji. Good afternoon, Desmond. You're welcome.
I heard what they are saying on the radio.
Go ahead.
Talking about accusation. So, me personally, I have been accused. When I mean accused, I feel like killing myself.
Wow.
A young man, he said, let me not mention them. So, this young man left the wife that is no longer interested in the marriage. For a long time. So, I was doing this boat. When I'm off duty, I'll use my car to do boats. I ran into the wife. She became my very good friend. Told me she's married, her story, everything. We are friends. Anytime she has any problem, she will call me. I will run down and assist her. After a year or three, some months, a year and some months, the husband came, began to accuse me of sleeping with the wife. Right now, as I'm talking to you, on Facebook, you will see my face, my pictures on Facebook. In fact, I don't feel like killing myself, but I advise myself, since my conscience is clear, let God be the final judge. Because when you accuse someone wrongly, that person might do what no one expected in life. Because accusing somebody wrongly can push the person to war and the person acts. Look at the story our sister gave. A bank officer, they accused him of stealing money. Rammed everything. There was evidence because he has some money in his account. But he keeps saying, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. See, when he hanged himself or killed himself, that was when they finally discovered that he didn't do it. Will his life come back again? No. So, my advice is, before ever you are accused, watch very, very well. Think twice. The young man keeps flaunting my name on Facebook and my pictures. without calling the wife, he divorced on the Facebook. You understand? Mm-hmm. Only my picture and my name. When people call him, he begin to give this. Some people held me, this, did this, accusing me properly. So, should I go ahead and start making trouble, arresting with police? A man who doesn't have any job, I should use my little money to start making trouble? Mm. No. Let me just allow it for God to judge.
Thank you so much for sharing, Desmond. And I'm really glad you did not go the extreme to, you know, end your life. I mean, you have so much to live for. Thank you for being strong, Desmond. Good afternoon, Anonymous. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Gabriela.
Yes, I want to speak to you on the books because what all happened to me is of grievous consequences.
Okay.
A false allegation on me. We also went to the police about it. Mother of a 10-year-old accused me of having sexual knowledge with her daughter.
Mm.
After she continually abused the child. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I said I want to speak with you. I need your number so that I can speak with you off the booth.
Oh, you want to speak to me off radio? Okay. Okay, so here's what you're going to do for me, Anonymous. Send us a WhatsApp message, right? And then I'll respond to you, and we can take it from there. How about that?
All right. Well, let me just give you a brief on it.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. A woman, a neighbor of mine, was abusing her daughter, 10-year-old. Actually, she's not her daughter. She's the foster parent. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. She's a foster parent to a 10-year-old man. She continually continued to abuse her. Mm. There was a day she was so bitter that there were blood all over the baby.
Wow.
Baby kept crawling to my place to complain. I almost called Frida for it.
Mm.
And then people in the estate asked me not to. So I called for a full house meeting, and we had a meeting over the woman to stop abusing the child.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I had, she had arranged with the child to say that I had sexual knowledge of the child.
Wow. Wow.
Falsely accused me.
Mm.
The child in turn told me that she had had sex before.
Mm.
As a 10-year-old girl, she had had sex with a man that raped her.
Wow.
And then consequently in school, she has been having sexual knowledge with someone.
How old is this child in question?
The child is not, it's a child that was kept in care of a woman. The woman was taking her like a foster mother, you know, a foster parent from her senior brother. The man is late.
Hmm.
And so she took her in as a foster mother to the child. I was taking care of the child at the moment, providing food, providing school books, providing things for the child. The child picked me as a father. So
how did you handle
it? The woman kept beating her. And as she kept abusing the baby, I now had a quarrel with the mother. We had an intense quarrel that I almost got feed her for her. So that intense quarrel ended up in a false allegation against me. She forced the daughter to tell the police that I had sexual knowledge with her. So they brought the police on me, arrested me. They went to doctors without borders to get the certification if really I had sexual knowledge with her. And it proved positive. Then I told them I haven't had sexual knowledge with her, never. The mother was abusing her. And then I came to the rescue.
Wow. We'll have to continue that conversation off WhatsApp. So please send a WhatsApp message, all right? Let's get to other callers. Wow. I mean, sometimes you just want to wonder how people actually survive some of these things. And you also want to understand where, you know, people who have suicidal thoughts are actually coming from. How do you come back from this? You know, someone accusing you of such, I don't know, that's just a really, you know, a really painful thing to go through. And I'm really thankful for the people who keep being strong, you know, because at the end of the day, you can't even prove your innocence in death. You know, death never proves anybody's innocence. Anyway, I'll still like to hear from you. What's in, if any, let me speak like like Johnny Depp's lawyer. I think I followed that case too much. It's beginning to get in my head. Anyway, so have you ever been wrongly accused? If at all, how did you handle? I really want to know. And what would you say is the best way to handle a false accusation? Do you walk away? Do you do the time for the crime? How do you prove your innocence? In a situation where you cannot prove your innocence, what do you do? Someone was saying, oh, let karma do its job. So would you just sit and fold your arms and let karma do its work? Or what exactly do you do? On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. We're also on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You can follow us on there. On Twitter, same at Nigeria Info PH. You know, hit the follow button so we can always keep the conversation going. Let's see what's going on WhatsApp and Facebook. Starting with Facebook, Osinachi Brianna says, the best way for me is to pray that God should help me clear my innocence because the accusation is looking like the truth. It's only God that can clear the victim. I agree with you, Brianna. In some cases, the accusation actually looks like it's the truth. And especially for people who, for example, I'm not the kind of person that likes to argue. I find it very stressful wanting to argue and quarrel. So if such a situation presents itself, how do I start shouting and saying, no, look at what happened, look at what didn't happen? I find it mentally stressful, you know? And so, like you said, it's a really tough one because sometimes, you know, the lie actually looks like the truth. In such situations, what do you do? Only One Chijoke, still on Facebook, says, sometimes involvement of juju should be engaged on these kind of matters. Yeah, Chijoke. Vicky Thompson says, the best way is to hand... I'm sure you meant to say the best way to handle this is to clear the doubt. 2 seconds. How do you clear the doubt? How exactly do you do that? You know, huh? I mean, think about it. It might not be as easy as it sounds. How do you actually clear doubt? I've got Felix calling from Elenewa. Good afternoon, Felix. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gabby.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this topic is a very, very interesting one. You know, Gabby, it is so heartbreaking to be accused of what you do not do. And it becomes so fast when, you know, people that trust you tend to believe that accusation against you.
Mm.
The people that you hold so dear, people that we are never expecting to, you know, to believe in them because probably it looks true. I remember some years ago, I think I was 17 then, or I was 16 or 17.
Mm.
My addiction to radio, you know, I have been the kind of person that loves radio so much. I like, you know, listening to my radio as a child on my own. So most of the money I had then was spent on buying radio. You know, I was always with radio. If I'm not reading, I would be on radio. So I remember there was a time that where we were staying, one man like that lost his radio. And based on the fact that there is one of my friends that we had issues then.
Mm.
He was doing certain things that I was not comfortable with. So I decided to end the relationship, the friendship with him. So when that thing got missing, everybody knew that I loved radio and they knew that I had my own. This guy came up and said, it is Felix that took it. They saw it in the one that it. And people tend to believe it based on the fact that they knew that I loved radio. So the person came up and it was a very big issue. And my parents, we are the only people that stood by me then because they knew I cannot hear.
Mm.
So they were so supportive, but people around, they are saying, this guy loves radio so much, so it may be that this guy took it. But we have not heard of him feeling before. It was, you know, it was so heartbreaking. I felt so bad as a child then. But over time, the truth came out because there was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do as a child. I couldn't fight the person. I tried all I could to prove my innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some persons still believed it. So I just handed over it to God, and it was not easy because some persons started looking down on you based on that accusation. Mm-hmm. But over time, the truth came out. And I was very happy that they got to know the truth that I was not actually the one that took the radio.
Absolutely.
So it is a very difficult situation to handle when you are accused wrongly for what you did not do. And people, it becomes more difficult that when people that, you know, people that we have, that are supposed to be friends, tend to believe it and use it against you. So what I want to encourage people is this: if you are wrongly accused and you know that, yes, it's a wrong accusation, don't try to take your life. Don't try to be hard on yourself. You will be the last person to disbelieve yourself. Even if everybody around you disbelieves you, as long as you know that you are not guilty, believe in yourself, and if you are a Christian, you look up to God, and over time, the truth will come out. That's just what I
see.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing, Felix. I appreciate you. I've got Francis. Oh, sadly, Francis was calling from Oyibo, but I lost his call there. Please do all to call back. We have about less than 2 minutes, actually, you know, to have this conversation. So let's see what's going on WhatsApp. I wonder why my WhatsApp is down, though. Let's see if I can bring that right back up. While I'm doing that, back to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Oh my, what is going on?
Good afternoon.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. There is some kind of interference with that call. So please do all to call back. 0817-923-0002-0003-0007 or 0009. Quite a lot of messages on WhatsApp. On Twitter, at oil_mania says, ignore it or defend yourself against bad energy. All right, let's jump right into WhatsApp. Let's see. All right, so Patrick from HS says, I have been in a similar situation. Oh my, I can't open these messages. What is going on though? I need my WhatsApp up and running. Let's see. Oh, great, great, fantastic. I have it now. All right, so to the first conversation, a message rather. Patrick from HS says, I've been in a similar situation. The best way to handle such an act is to put it in the hands of God by praying. And also, you'll be calling on your father every morning. The gods of the land will review your matter. Patrick. Let's see. Good afternoon, Gabby. Thank God for your voice. Yes, sounds much better. I forgot to mention, my pastor accused my husband of stealing 2K the same day he gifted me 20K. He called me to tell me he caught him red-handed, not minding I was heavily pregnant. I know my husband will never do such a thing. My husband was devastated because he was close to my pastor. We almost left the church. You know what? We're going to take a break on this story. I need to digest. This one is a very heavy, heavy comment. I need to digest it. We're going to be done in a minute. We'll take a very quick ad break and I'll come right back to wrap the conversation up, hopefully with as many messages as I can take. So don't go away. I'll be right back shortly after this.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. We have about 2 minutes, so let's wrap it all up. Back to that comment on WhatsApp, the heavy one. So she says that her pastor accused her husband of stealing 2K the same day he gifted her 20K. He called me to tell me he had caught him red-handed, not minding I was heavily pregnant. I know my husband will never do such a thing. My husband was devastated because he was close to my pastor. We almost left the church. Thank God I was there for my husband because he cried day and night. We have forgiven my pastor, but he has not yet apologized to my family till today. Do you know that till today, the group pastor is still investigating the matter? People will love... Oh, it's people who love us that mostly accused us. When one is wrongly accused, just calm down. Don't kill yourself. The truth must surely prevail. Remember that suicide cannot prove your innocence. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with me. You guys, keep your comments really short. They're so long. This here says, hello, Gabby. This is my story. A few years back, I had this girlfriend. At the moment, we were having a small fight. And I think she accused you wrongly. I'm trying to summarize your message. Okay, she accused you of cheating on her, which was one of the things that came to your defense. You traveled out and you're now based in another state, and this girl has texted you severally on different social media platforms asking for forgiveness. All right. Thank you for sharing that with me. Esther Etim says, it's happened to me. I said it for the record that I didn't do it, then cut the accuser and believers out of my life, despite the status or depth of our previous relationship. I don't care what the evidence looks like. They can be smoke without fire, because smoke can be created. All right. And that's from Esther Etim. Let's see. All right. And this here says, I have a friend who told me if falsely accused of something not done, he would eventually do it. Wow. So that the accusations will not go so they will not go in vain, especially crimes of less gravity. For me, I'll just keep quiet and let time fix everything. Okay, oh, you go on comedy, eh? Okay, anyway, move on. We gotta wrap it up now. Our time is up.